Well, good morning, saints. Yes, saints. You are all saints, and good morning to you, Lord. And I'm so glad to be with you today. Thursday was Halloween, and for me, it's one of the most fun holidays. We get to dress up, and we get to decorate all kinds of fun stuff, and we can get as much candy as a pillowcase will hold. Yes, there's a negative connotation, especially when people take the horror stories and the trick part of trick-or-treat too seriously. Halloween is scary because for many of us, death is scary, and there's a lot of death wrapped up in the idea of Halloween. But hallow means to honor as holy. On the night of October 31st, the Celts believed that the boundary between the world of the living and the dead was a thin place and very blurred, and spirits could come through and make their way back to Earth. So to keep these spirits away, they built these large bonfires and dressed up and did all kinds of things to keep the spirits where they belonged. Another thing about Halloween that is different for us in this country is that in Mexico and some Spanish countries, they celebrate what's called the Day of the Dead, which is rooted in an Aztec custom of celebrating ancestors in the whole piece of All Souls Day and All Saints Day. November 1st and 2nd is like a big family reunion, except the dead ancestors are the guests of honor. All Saints Day was Friday. And on this day, we designate time to remember those loved ones who have died. Today, we observe the Feast of All Saints, and you will have the opportunity to pray in particular for those you knew and loved that have died. My friend at St. John the Evangelist, Brother Jeffrey, writes, "Death cannot kill the love which binds us together with our departed loved ones in a communion which transcends time and space. For it is ultimately the unbreakable bond of love which lifts us above both time and space and into the very life of God." Yes, you all are saints, saints of God. And we're called holy when we do God's work in the kingdom. And it's important to remember that those who have died because they something that they've done in the kingdom that's outstanding, or they died, they were martyred. Those are the saints that we think of with a capital S. But we have to remember those who died who were not martyred, but who were close to us, people that we cared about, saints that we call with a small S. Remembering them is part of their eternal legacy. And remembering is an intricate part of our faith. How do we remember those that have gone before us? Some of us have specific ways, and other of us haven't thought of it. But no matter what, those that we cared about who have gone before us often come into our memory, and we then need to take them into our heart. Yes, we are all saints of God, and we're all called holy when we do God's work in the kingdom. Sometimes we are holy presence in daily tasks that don't feel holy. Something like listening to someone who is grieving, preparing the table for Jesus to come among us, to telling someone that they are special, and maybe just a smile can all be holy acts. We are all saints. Well, then, what really is a saint? A lot of people ask me that when they say all saints. Well, what is really a saint? And I mentioned already about the saints that have died, that have gone before us, who we remember on a specific day and we celebrate because their entire life was dedicated to God and they died for that, for their faith. Even though there are men and women who have died, been killed, and martyred for the faith, we still celebrate saints, small s, those holy men and women who we can't officially recognize because their ministry so quiet, so pure. Men and women who lived their lives for the sake of the good news. And these are the saints that we remember especially today. Today, as we read the list of names of those loved ones who have died. But let's don't lose sight of the living saints in our lives, one another, you and me. Let us not lose sight of the fact that we are indeed living saints. Let's rejoice now and celebrate the lives of the real saints all around us. And remember, saints are not perfect, even the ones with capital S. Today we celebrate all saints. We remember all who have gone before us, and we remember all who are around us. And we remember the new saints, the babies who will be baptized today. In the sacrament of baptism, we accept the responsibility as a family of God to make sure that these babies, these children, are brought up understanding and knowing the Lord. So take a moment and look around you. Think of someone who usually sits near you that's not here. Maybe you haven't seen that person for a while, and you definitely probably didn't attend their baptism, but our baptismal covenant covers all the bases. There's not a list of people who we promise in that covenant to watch over, to be with, to remind them of the good news. It's all of us, one another. We are called to take care of one another. So when you go home today, what I want you to do is to think of somebody who either used to worship here or somebody that you think would enjoy worshiping here, and I want you to call them. And I want you to tell them that you miss seeing them in church and check in with them and ask them if they're okay. That's what we're called to do. Sometimes being a saint means to do something unfamiliar or uncomfortable. But today is a day of celebration. We miss those who we cannot reach out and touch anymore and take their hand. We cannot call them on the phone. And we think of them often, and there's a bit of sadness because grief never completely heals. But we have the celebratory knowledge that these saints have entered into a place of great joy. Yes, we are all members of the communion of saints, the eternal spiritual community of all God's people, and we are never completely separated from those that have died. Never completely separated. We are part of the eternal kingdom. So today is a day of celebration. The story of Lazarus has something to tell us, but the essence of the message that I have for us today is to rejoice. Yes, there's a lot of stuff woven into the Lazarus story. There was a lot of rejoicing when Lazarus was raised, was no longer dead, and Jesus called him out and he came out. Can't even imagine being there, can you? The characters in this story, before Jesus came, were feeling self-pity and sadness and even anger and denial before Jesus arrived. And then when he arrived, to say to him, well, if you'd been here, this never would have happened. Come out, Jesus says. Even Jesus had an emotional reaction to the whole situation. But he said, come out and live. Jesus calls Lazarus to come out. And Lazarus is still wrapped in the burial clothing. He has something, a shroud over his face. Jesus doesn't go over and take that off. Jesus says to those gathered, unbind him. Jesus could have done it, but instead he calls the people around him, the people who loved Lazarus, to unbind him. They were invited to be part of Lazarus' resurrection. And we as a community are also called to participate in the miracles of rebirth, whether they be actual death and rebirth or just something new that happens in us. Rejoice. Know that Jesus heals us and Jesus can lift us from the darkest place, but when it comes down to it, we have to unbind one another. We have to be willing to sometimes go in that uncomfortable place and do something that doesn't feel like it's a usual thing. We are called to carry out the works of the world for Jesus, to unbind those who are sick or poor or oppressed or grieving or in need of any kind, even if they just need a smile. We are called to participate in the miracle of life. Jesus participates in time of celebration just as he participates with us in times of difficulties. We have a tendency to call on Jesus when things aren't going so well. And I have a tendency to forget to thank Jesus when things are going really well. Today's gospel passage is a place that we can experience the full humanity as well as the full divinity of who Jesus was. Loving friend, divine healer, Jesus calls us together to unbind one another. And that's how we participate in the story. We need to care for one another, and we need to honor Jesus in all that we say and do. So rejoice, I say rejoice. We are called to life, and Jesus is indeed with us. He is with us in our daily lives, in our relationships with one another, and our relationship with the Creator. We don't say things in the prayers in Jesus' name for no good reason, because it sounds good. We are calling upon God in Jesus' name because Jesus promised us that he would be our mediator. Rejoice, I say, rejoice. Amen. Please stand. And let us join together in the words of the Nicene Creed.